Fire crews from all over the country have been deployed to assist California's fire department, including crews from both the Nandina and the Northwest fire centers here in the north. I spoke with BC Wildfire Service about what BC fire crews will learn while fighting a fire without water.
My name is Erica Berg, and I'm a Provincial Fire Information Officer with the BC Wildfire Service. So earlier in January, we deployed around 13 overhead staff to Los Angeles to support Cal Fire in managing, in particular, the Palisades Fire. These staff that were deployed specialized in a variety of management and incident command roles, and they were fully integrated into Cal Fire's incident management team to provide operational support during this significant wildfire event. As well, we have this ongoing relationship with Cal Fire that's been developing over the past 3 years. And so we also have been there to gather some valuable knowledge, enhancing our own operations and processes back in British Columbia. To those overhead staff, we did deploy about 20 Type 1 wildland firefighters along with an agency representative. They arrived on the 16th of January, and they've been working alongside the U.S. Forest Service, Los Angeles County Fire Department, Cal Fire, as well as some other Canadian resources that were deployed. They've been working alongside other hotshot crews to build some familiarity, confidence, conducting some response scenarios and learning everything from being dispatched to mapping, building line with a variety of hand tools, and also fire suppression technique without the availability of water, which is fairly unique.
What has the representation been from the Northwest fire crews?
I believe that from what the Northwest Fire Center did provide, they mentioned something along the lines of four personnel from the center going down. And what I can say is that when the request did go out and we were looking for availability and willingness, that came from, you know, all over the province. And in regards to the firefighters that went down, a lot of those folks are crew supervisors. So still wildland firefighters, just with more experience. And this shift from BC Wildfire shifts to more of a 365 approach to being, you know, increasing our staff throughout the year, it does enable us to have kind of that arsenal of staff available for all types of hazards, whether it's, you know, floods, landslides, but even in this case, being able to be available to be deployed as wildland firefighters in what we would typically consider the shoulder season. So having those staff available and willing is great to have that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That was Erica Berg from the BC Wildfire Service speaking about the Northern fire crews that have gone to California to aid in their fire.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer Pam Hassan and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.